SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
In the Libyan city of Derna, entire neighbourhoods and their residents have vanished, feared swept out to sea by what has been described as a wall of water, after Storm Daniel caused two dams and four bridges to collapse. The city, which is home to around 100,000 people and lies in a river valley on the northeast coast of the country, has been hit by the storm as it crossed the Mediterranean, after causing deadly flooding in Greece, Hungary and Turkey. Libya is currently governed by two rival governments in the east and west, with the Prime Minister of the parallel government in the east, Osama Hamad, declaring the area a disaster zone. Military spokesman for the eastern government, Ahmed al-Mismari, has put the number of dead and injured at a high figure, which has not been independently verified.
In the city of Derna alone, there are more than 2,000 deceased, and we pray for their souls. There are still thousands of missing people in Derna, from 5,000 to 6,000 missing, and this number can increase very significantly.
Mr. al-Mismari says that collapsing dams have swept away whole neighbourhoods with residents into the sea. The Libyan Red Crescent has said that three of its workers have died trying to help people in Derna. Witnesses said the water level had reached 3 metres, with videos of Derna showing a wide torrent running through the city centre, with people stranded on the roofs of their vehicles calling for help. Dr. Hani Shanib is the president of the National Council on US-Libya Relations. He has told Al Jazeera that the city is isolated, with much of its historic center completely destroyed.
Everything is cut off completely. There's no internet connection. There's no electricity. And the magnitude of the disaster that has happened in the city is just growing by the minute. About 4 square kilometers of the heart of the city have been eroded completely.
Storm Daniel brought more than 400 millimeters of rain in 24 hours in some parts of the country, including Libya's second-largest city, Benghazi, and causing 4 major oil ports to close for 3 nights. With Libya's rival governments both announcing 3 days of national mourning, towns and cities across the country's east have called for help. Beida City Councillor Sir Fieldin Behaiba has called for urgent assistance in the city around 100 kilometres to the east of Derna.
We announce with regret that the situation is completely out of control. We call on all government officials to intervene to save what can be saved. Governments are responsible for people's lives. We request the security services to provide assistance.
Libya, which sits on Africa's largest known oil reserves, has had 2 governments since the 2011 NATO-backed uprising that prompted years of conflict, which has largely affected the country's development and access to aid. Prime Minister of the internationally recognized administration in Tripoli, Abdul Hamid Dbeibah, has told Al Jazeera that he has sent teams of emergency workers from Western Libya.
I've instructed the Ministry of Health and all relevant agencies to quickly provide assistance. Relief convoys will be dispatched to all cities affected by this incident. We will respond with all available resources.
The United Nations, the US, France and Turkey have offered to help in the relief efforts, as forecasters predict more storms are on their way. Penry Buckley, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.